Welcome to the Man Crap Podcast, coming at you live from the Blackout Tent Company Studios.
Howdy.
Man Crap. Dude stuff. Yeah. What's up, suckers?
What's up?
It's hump day.
It's hump day.
Get your hump going.
That's all right. Get your hump on.
Get your humpty hump.
Get your hump on, suckers.
We need a little humpty hump playing over there. That's what we need.
A humpty dance. No chance to
Do the hump.
Hit that like button if you're just coming in.
Smash it.
Smash it out.
Smash that shit.
Eric Thomas says, hey, Jeff, how you doing there?
What's up, Eric? What's going on?
Thank you, everybody, for jumping on with us today.
Come on.
Listen to some man crap.
Come on. Let's talk about some man crap.
Man craps.
Dude stuff. We're going to talk about some jobs today. We're going to talk about jobs. Crap jobs.
I'm talking about that Mountain Dew being good.
We're going to talk about some crap jobs. I'm going to talk about some of my jobs I've had. Rick might talk about some of the jobs he's had. Some crap jobs he's had.
I've had a couple.
Yeah. I ain't have very many jobs, really. I've stayed stuck with my jobs pretty good. Stick them out, man. Had some pretty good jobs, man.
Shut that curtain behind you over there, Jeffy. It'd look a little better.
Yeah.
Cover up our hole.
Yeah. our manhole.
Cover up our manholes.
Manhole. Yeah.
Jobs. The fun jobs that we've had over the years.
Yeah.
I've had some good ones.
Yeah. I've had some pretty interesting jobs.
Now I look back at it, they didn't pay worth a shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Not even for the time.
Not when you look back at what all you had to do and all the bullshit you had to put up with. Yeah. They didn't pay.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not talking about I'm just talking about jobs that you had that you were using to support your family, and you know, I'm sure there were jobs in between, and you know, they really didn't
mean as much.
But you know, we're gonna discuss some of the jobs that we had that meant something. You know,
Eric said the worst job he had was at McDonald's. It sucked.
Yeah, I can imagine McDonald's sucked pretty bad. Yeah. I want to throw a name out to you guys before we get started.
A name.
There's a guy named Billy Carson that's making his rounds on the social medias. He is an expert on history. And when I say history, I don't mean recent history. I mean history.
Okay.
I mean like...
like back in the day history.
I'm talking about like...
like George Washington
old
history.
Timer.
No.
Old timer.
That's recent history.
Okay.
I'm talking about like...
pyramids?
Pre-pyramids. I'm talking about like 450,000 year ago history.
How would he know about
like
all that?
250... because of the...
that's his profession.
But hang on, man. How's anybody know about
because
that?
Of the...
exactly.
Because of the tablets and...
documentation, cave writings.
I mean, you know, it's all documented.
Well,
stuff that's happened.
Well, I beg to differ. I don't think it's all documented.
Well, you're not a scholar.
I'm not a scholar.
You're not a scholar.
I'm not a college professor.
And
I'm not somebody that studied and specialized.
You're not
in all
a.
this shit.
You're not a. Like you said, like I said, you're not a scholar. So. I before you say you beg to differ, I encourage you to go and look up Billy Carson.
Okay.
And listen to what he's got to say.
Okay. But his information is based off something that was supposedly written over time.
Not supposedly written.
Okay.
What does he specialize in?
Every I think probably the Anunnaki is his expertise, which is proven to have existed.
What is that?
That's
what
the,
is that?
It's the, I would say it's probably the aliens that everybody talks about. You know, I can see Rick's skepticism on his face over there. but
it's only what's written. Everything wasn't written. Everything couldn't have been written.
I'm just saying.
That's what I'm saying. What I'm skeptical
of. I'm just telling you.
Didn't they only write what they want us to know?
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm just telling you that to go and research Billy Carson and listen to what he's got to say.
I'm not saying
he's speaking the truth.
So what was he saying?
He's speaking the truth. I mean, he just tells how humans were created. He talks about you know, the different gods that religions worship. He talks about Jesus was a real person, where he was from the time he was 12 until he was 32, or, you know, all the time he was missing. He was in Egypt. You know, there was a lot of things that he talks about. He's a true historian, and he knows what he's talking about. I'm just saying. What he's saying is the truth. His name is Billy Carson, and I encourage everybody to go and listen to what he's got to say, because everything he says makes perfect sense about why we are here and the origin of life.
Why are we here?
Yeah, what does it start at?
You know, it was we were created by the Anunnaki.
Which is the aliens, they say?
Basically the aliens, yeah.
Yeah.
In a lab called Eden. It's E-D-I-N, not E-D-E-N, E-D-I-N. And anybody wants to come and talk about this on here, I would love to talk about it. I'd love to talk about it, make a full show about it. Because I'm intrigued by it. It's something that I've always believed, you know, that there is a God, and he believes that there's a God. It's not the God that everybody and all the religions speak of. But he talks about the Anunnaki, who talks about God.
Didn't we try to communicate with aliens at some point? Like, we sent like an intergalactic message.
I don't know about all that, but anyways.
Yeah.
Billy Carson is his name. Just look him up. He's on YouTube. He's on TikTok. He's everywhere. You can find him. You can find him on Spotify. You can listen to him on Spotify. He's speaking the truth.
So this is like the dinosaur times around there, or later.
I mean, he does. I think he does talk about the dinosaurs and how they were eliminated from the earth.
They got froze out.
The asteroid?
I don't think it was froze out. I think it was an asteroid. I think he said it was an asteroid that hit the earth.
Clouded up all the atmosphere.
Yeah. But, yeah. If anybody out there is interested in that and wants to talk about it, I would love to. Anyways, let's move on. I just wanted to throw that out there because it was, I've been listening to it, you know, the last few days, and, you know, I just wanted to put it out there. Billy Carson. Listen to him.
Interesting.
All right, let's put Sebastian out there. Put him in the front till he's found.
Old Sebastian.
Yeah.
The craziness, the drama, the loopholes, the circles, the twists, the turns, the pulls, the tags, the you're it's. It's my turn. Now I'm over here. Look at me. Where am I at? Man, there's so much shit going on right there. That poor boy.
I did read that Proudfoot went He drove his truck back from Memphis on the day that Sebastian went missing. He drove his truck back and then went 2 days later and got his
camper.
Got his camper.
Yeah.
Hmm.
That did happen.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Who said that?
It was on a Facebook thread. It was on a Facebook thread.
I bought a lottery ticket and won $1 million, and I put that on a Facebook thread too.
You know, it was several people were saying it. Several people were saying it.
I'm just wondering why. You know, and he never said that.
And we live right down the street. I mean, it's a local Facebook, you know, thread, and local people were talking about it. You know, I mean, I believe it. I believe that's what happened. Hmm. You know, several people said it on there. That yes, that's the truth. Yes, that's the truth. Hmm. Yes, that's the truth.
So right after this kid's missing, the first thought in his mind was, I got to go get my camper. I got to drive back to Memphis
it back here the day he went missing. I don't think he did. I think he drove his truck back here.
He just came in his truck.
I think he came in his truck.
Jumped in his truck, left everything.
I think that's what he did.
Then he supposedly went back a couple of days later, according to what people put on a Facebook thread, and got the trailer.
That's what they're saying, yes.
More time to dispose of evidence.
Could be. Mm-hmm. Could be. Could be. Yeah.
Sounds a little bullshittish to me.
I mean,
I don't believe nothing the old boy says. Did he ever come up forward and do his lie detector test he was supposed to do? Heard anything about that?
I did hear that.
He agreed to do it with the TBI.
The TBI is putting one out there for him to take, and he has agreed to it.
Yeah, he was supposed to already done it.
He'd probably find a way to beat it.
Yeah, and I know that Nancy Grace has set one up for Seth, and he's supposed to do it in the next couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
And I also saw that some black SUVs with some undercover police officers have been at the Proudfoots last couple of days.
They have, in and out.
Yeah, they've been in and
doing
out.
Doing a little lookings.
They've been in and out the last couple of
days. Hopefully they're finally processing the fucking house.
Maybe. Maybe.
Which is something I think I probably would have done right from the very beginning.
Well, there has to be proof of a crime for them to go in and put luminol in the house.
If I know that I didn't commit a crime and my kid was missing, hey, man, come in here and check this motherfucker top to bottom, inside and out, and find my boy.
Right, but... They're not going to go in and spread luminol all over the house.
Whatever you got to do.
There's nothing to...
Whatever you got to do. Come in here and help me find my boy, whatever you got to do. I would not have waited for a search warrant to have been issued to be able to tell them to come in my house and search. You come in my house and you turn this motherfucker upside down, inside out, and you find my kid.
Yeah. But if there's no proof there was a crime, there's no reason for him to do it.
Right, the aliens did it.
I'm just saying,
I'm not saying that the police needed to ask them to do it. I'm saying they should have volunteered to let them do it.
Well, I don't think they want luminol spread all over their house.
Hey, man, I want you to do whatever the hell you got to do to find my kid. I don't give a fuck. You got to burn my house to the ground.
I understand that.
That part don't matter.
I get it. Yeah.
Tear the house to pieces to find my kid. I don't care about the house. And it's obvious they don't care about the house. That's why they left.
Maybe that's what they're doing right now. Maybe they're spreading luminol all over the house. That's why they're not there. Maybe that's why they're in Mississippi.
They're hiding out.
Maybe they told them to get out.
Yeah, they're waiting to get the get-go.
Maybe they told them to get the fuck out. Y'all need to leave.
They're waiting to get the word so they can fly the coop.
Maybe they told them to get out because they had to.
Maybe they did. Hey, can y'all go stay on your little camper thing over for a few days? I really think the honest reason that they're at the camper, and all bullshit aside, the reason they're staying there is convenient for him to go to work if he is still going to work. Two, it takes some of the spotlight off the neighbors in the neighborhood.
But I'm sure that they're getting harassed, too, like a motherfucker.
I've seen a video where they've had to have people run out of the campground because all hours of the night they're parked right by the entrance. People are driving by, blowing the horn, screaming, "Where's Sebastian?" Mm-hmm. They're getting hounded.
Yeah.
But I think they left their neighborhood to alleviate that off their neighbors out of a kind gesture.
Yeah, they both of them shut their Facebooks down too.
That's probably a good thing, because there's probably a lot of threats coming through on there.
Probably.
That would be my guess.
Probably.
So yeah, I can see shutting down all social media accounts. It makes sense. It makes perfect sense. It's not that they're trying to hide from anybody. Fuck, we all know where they're at. They're right there at the campground. They're not trying to hide from anybody.
I'm sure the police told them don't go any further than that.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Sit tight. Don't go. Y'all stay right where the hell you at.
You can go
if to you Miss, if you try back in the middle,
you can go to Yogi. You can go to Yogi Bear's, but don't go any further than that.
Yeah. If you try going anywhere during the middle of the night, we're gonna be on you like flies on shit.
I'm sure they're all over them.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
They're getting watched 24/7.
They're watching them like, fucking. Yeah.
I wouldn't want that feeling. I know that. But yeah, just I mean if they didn't do it, highly unlikely. But if they didn't do it, volunteer all the information you can volunteer.
That's what they're not doing, though.
Yeah, they're not. They're not volunteering shit. And they're not looking for him, because people that haven't lost something don't look for it. They know where he's at. So why do I need to go spend my time hiking through the fucking woods putting on a what do they call it, a dog and pony show or whatever the hell it's called?
Yeah.
It makes no sense. It makes no sense, and it makes perfect sense all at the same time.
I mean, I think it's just a matter of time. It's just a matter of time before it all comes out. It has to be.
Mm.
I don't know. I feel like it's just going to be a cold case.
You think it's just going to be a cold case?
Eventually, it's just going to be forgotten about, you know.
Can I run a theory by that may make people go, huh, I wonder?
Not. Oh, yeah.
They searched the hell out of Rockland Park, right?
Yeah.
What's right there by Rockland Park? Are you familiar with that area?
The dam.
Mm-hmm. If you go to the far side of the parking lot, what's right there by that far side of the parking lot? Do you know?
Which parking
lot? On the top, above the dam. There's an overlook. That overlook is right by the generators for the dam.
You're talking about on the wall?
Talking about on the wall.
Yeah.
It's right there by the generators on the lakeside, not down below, on the lakeside. If by some chance he pushed him in that water or something, or he fell in the water there, he's going to drown. He's going to go to the bottom in the current and get sucked up in those turbines and...
Chop, chop?
Nothing. See you later. There's nothing to find.
Yeah.
Ever.
But when he gets caught,
I hate to
driving through there.
Think or even talk about that.
Yeah, these are things, in going over this thing for 30 days now, almost, whatever it is, 28 days, and going, these are the things that have gone through my mind. If you know, you got to put yourself in a sicko state of mind. If I was trying to really cover my tracks, how could I do it? How could I really get rid of something where it couldn't be? That's the only damn thing I came up with, man.
Yeah,
I mean, you can dump them somewhere, but eventually somebody's going to find remains and link it back to something. There's going to be some kind. You're going to leave some kind of trail behind. But if you really want to dispose of something, that kind of would do it right there, unfortunately.
Would he get caught driving up there, though?
Well, see, that's the thing. During the time frame that this happened, all of that was supposed to have been closed off because of the tornado anyway. So I don't even know why the hell they were down there searching to begin with. But that's not saying you couldn't go down there and park and walk.
Yeah.
But then again, we are talking about government property. There should be some type of video surveillance on that property. Around those buildings, something. There should be something there.
Cameras somewhere.
Yeah. You can't tell me a damn government building that's right by a dam, of all things, don't have security cameras around that property
or
somewhere.
Or a red light going into the dam or anything.
Something. Something. Guy has something somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just hope something comes out soon, man. It's just so much drama surrounding it, man. It's just this. They don't want to work with each other. They don't talk to each other. It seems like they would come together. But
if I couldn't, if the shoe fit and I saw the glass slipper sitting right there waiting, had the foot put in it, I mean, I couldn't help you put your shoe on. Sorry. Yeah. Not if I knew whose foot that belonged to. I couldn't help you put it on. And so I can understand the aggravation that Seth is feeling, and you know, in the back of his mind, he may be thinking to himself, "Yeah, I got to do the right thing." But in the front of his mind, he's thinking, "Fuck you! I hope both of you drive off a fucking cliff somewhere."
I don't know. Yeah. I feel like Seth was. I feel like both parents were abusive.
Think Seth was?
Yeah, I think they all were. I just.
That's an interesting take.
Because Seth, when he was talking in that interview, he said that he stepped on a Hot Wheel, slipped, and he put his hand in front of his head before he hit the door frame. And then Sebastian told his mom that he hit him. Then in another interview, he says that, oh, well, he does that to himself. He has a condition.
That was about throwing the fit because of his autism, that he has the type of fits that he throws.
Yeah, but then that's where the thing came up to where Sebastian said that Seth hit him. But I just think, honestly, like they just got frustrated with him and just sometimes were
popped him or
abusive.
Something.
Yeah.
Could be. Maybe they can't handle it.
I don't know.
Maybe they're all in cahoots.
It's a possibility. I mean,
I'm just saying.
Who knows? If they are, the Grammy goes too. Is all I gotta say.
Yeah, they're putting on a good show.
I heard that. I don't feel that. I don't feel that from the dad. And I say that just because of what I said a couple of our episodes ago, that in all the times that I've listened to the mother speak, listened to Chris speak, I instantly, as soon as I heard them talk and watch their actions, instantly got the feeling of guilty.
Yeah, red flags.
When I listen to Seth talk and watch everything that he's done and trying to do,
seems more natural.
If a man can sit there and talk about how much he misses his son and make me start crying, I kind of believe him.
Yeah.
I don't believe he really had anything to do with it. I'm not saying that he maybe didn't, you know, accidentally slip up one time and backhand him, and that's maybe what Sebastian was referring to in that case. Or it accidents happen, okay? Well, I don't think it was probably anything intentional, more like a reflex type thing.
Well, if you're hitting your kids, ain't an accident. Period. No, ain't no accident. You put your hands on your kids.
You do have a spontaneous reflex sometimes that will take over and cause you to do things.
Yeah. Nope. If you're hitting your kids in the face, I understand a little spanking here and there, but if you're hitting your kids in the face, it ain't an accident.
Especially a slap.
Period.
Sharks and crocodiles are considered prehistoric.
Yeah, Lisa said that.
Bearded dragons.
See, I don't, you know. Cool. There's a lot going on there is all I know. And you can listen to all the different podcasts. We've seen people on TV talking about him, and you can talk about it till you're blue in the damn face. Talking about it and doing something are two different things.
Yeah.
People,
I think even searching for him, though,
people can stir up shit for drama if they want to.
That's true.
People can always stir up shit. All you got to do is have a little spoon. Move around a little bit. And there it goes. The shit stirred.
All right. Keep him in the front until he's found. We're going to talk about him every time.
Yep.
All right. Moving on. What's the name of the street we're talking about?
Kensington Avenue.
Kensington. Yeah. This is a... Oh, man. Philadelphia. We'll
do some new sound, though. We ain't done the new sound.
New sound.
I like the new sound. This ain't no breaking news or anything like that. This is just something that I wanted to touch base on.
Bring awareness to it
a little bit, because I kind of feel like maybe some of the world is shut out to this and not realizing that this is fucking going on.
This is crazy, man. I've watched some of this on YouTube. But we were watching it here at the shop today. This dude was live on Kensington Avenue, man. And, yeah. Ooh, man, these people are...
I'm this pretty is, sure this I mean, has been going on since like 2017.
Oh, yeah, it's been crazy. Going for a while. Yeah. So this is Kensington neighborhood in Philadelphia on Kensington Avenue.
Yeah.
It's right close to the subway thing or whatever, the tram, whatever the hell you want to call it. So it's easy transportation for everybody.
Yep.
But can you imagine, for the viewers that can see these photos, walking down that sidewalk and trying to go through this neighborhood? All of the businesses in the neighborhood are pretty much limited down to nothing. There's a few handfuls of mom-and-pop shops left. So you got all these vacant buildings, all these homeless people that are doped up because of...
Zombies, man.
Dude, I'm telling you, they put the Bernie to shame. If you know what the Bernie is, from Weekend at Bernie's, they put the Bernie to shame down there.
Yeah, they're like zombies, man.
Man, they got the lean down pack going on. I ain't never seen so many motherfuckers sleep standing up in all my damn life.
Yeah.
So, yeah, everything's just, it's running down. The city's becoming dilapidated. You would think at some point in time they could just go, we're going to clean this motherfucker up and bring our city back.
I mean, what are they going to do with all those people, man? If you watch it on YouTube, I mean, it's just... block after block. I mean, just line, people are just lined up just like zombies, man. Just, it's just crazy.
Their drug of choice seems to be what's called trink.
It is, which is in fentanyl and heroin.
They use it to cut. They use it for a cutting agent in heroin and fentanyl because it makes it a little stronger. Like, you need that. But it's a damn veterinarian drug.
Horse tranquilizer.
Yeah, used on large animals, horses, cows,
rhinos.
Yeah, big ass animals, man. That's what they do. And they cut the fentanyl and the heroin with this shit, and they shoot this stuff up. And what this stuff does to them when they shoot it up is it causes sores in the skin to rot and become infected. And it's just...
spreads.
Yeah, all over the whole body. It's like a flesh-eating type disease.
Necrophilic or something like that.
Why in the hell in your right mind? Look, man, you just sleeping and standing up, leaning over. I'm fucked up. Look at me on the street. I'm gonna rot my arm off.
And it looks worse than that with some people. Like,
oh yeah,
pus is coming out of it. Yeah. It's just a whole hole all the way down to the bone.
Yeah, that's. Why? If you see other people doing it and see that happening to them.
It's addiction. They can't stop.
Why in the hell would you want to think to yourself, I'm going to go fucking shoot that up?
I think what happens is people get addicted to heroin. People get addicted to, I mean, to that, whatever.
That would be like somebody drinking a whole fucking glass of gasoline and lighting a cigarette and exploding. And I want to go, oh, fucking cool. I want to do that.
I think what they do is, people get addicted to heroin or whatever their drug of choice is, and since this city here in Philadelphia has...
And it's not the only city. You're correct about that on the live feed there. You're correct about that's not the only city like it. I mean, to interrupt you, but...
Yeah.
It's happening in other cities, and the sad thing is it's going to take over more places.
I think just Philadelphia has the most potent stuff. That's why people go there and people, they travel out there and then they never go back home because they hear they got the best dope.
They don't have the best. Look what it's doing to people.
Well, that's what people want. They build a tolerance up to where they can't get high no more.
Man.
So they got to find something else.
I can give you a friendly bit of advice instead of that. Just
don't touch a needle.
Stop for a couple of days and let your fucking tolerance level drop.
I don't think they can do that. Honestly, I don't think they can stop. It's well, every single day, all day, every day.
Yeah. I know you go through withdrawals. You can't even function as a human being.
And their backs, if you see, they get humpback because they're nodding out so much.
They're leaned over.
They're touching their toes 8 hours a day. I mean...
I'm going to start walking around like that little dude on, oh, hell, what movie was that walked on his hands and his knees or whatever.
Mike said Philly ain't the only one. That's true, man. It's happening in L.A. It's happening in Chicago.
It's happening everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's happening everywhere. Your phone?
It's my phone.
Yeah, it's happening everywhere.
Yeah, Lisa said there was a shooting in Philadelphia. There was. It was a Ramadan event. The Ramadan event. There was a mass shooting in Philly today, too.
Today?
Yeah.
In Philly. Huh? Yeah. Imagine that. Something else happening in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Ramadan happened in Philadelphia.
Yeah, it is the Democratic, the blue states.
So y'all think there's more bad going on than good in the world?
In the
especially
world?
In America, I think it definitely is more bad than good going on.
No, there's definitely not more bad than good going on.
I don't know.
I mean, you want me to take you overseas where every building's getting blown to fucking smithereens and you're wondering when the missile's going to hit your house?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. More bad than
that's
good.
That's bad over there.
Heroin to them is like Jordans to Jeff.
I heard that. You got to get some every day.
Not every day, man.
Yeah, it is. Man, oh man.
Mass shooting today. Mass shooting.
I feel like that really only happens in America.
I didn't get that.
Mass shootings, school shootings.
Well, we have stricter gun laws in other countries.
Flat bills to Rick. Yeah, Rick likes his flat bill hats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the damn, the other countries, they've got
harsher punishments.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, what the hell? Shut up. You take, India or where, I think it's where it was at. They catch you stealing, cutting your fingers and shit off.
Yeah. I don't think it's India. I think it's like Saudi Arabia.
Is it Saudi Arabia? Okay. Yeah. I know it's one of them sand places.
Sand places?
A desert over there.
I didn't say that out loud. I whispered it. Yeah, it's a nutty-ass world we live in, man. That's for sure. It's getting stranger and stranger every day. Matter of fact, I quit watching the news a whole lot. I try to stay away from it. I try to just pay attention to dumbass news stories.
Yeah.
What dumbass of the day do? That's kind of news stories I want.
Florida man stories.
Florida man stories. I mean, it happens everywhere. Dumbass stories. You know, Morgan Wallen, dumbass stories, the kind of news like that.
Have you heard the remixes on TikTok?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Last night I threw a chair.
Yeah. People are creative.
It didn't land nowhere. I've heard all kinds of that shit on there. People do get creative. What the hell's he doing back there? Something like he's peeing. Oh, his shaker.
Top 10.
Sound like a water bubble. Top 10. You got a top 10 today?
Yeah.
You did a top 10.
Top 10.
All right. So usually I do like all this research to do a top 10. So I was thinking, the last couple of days what today's show was going to be about. And I was thinking, jobs. So I got to looking about the worst jobs there are to have, period. So I found this list that were the top 10 worst jobs. And I was like, I got to looking at them. I was like, those are some pretty bad fucking jobs. So I just used that list.
Top 10 worst jobs.
Top 10 worst jobs. So I didn't even really have to.
Well, you didn't work too hard on that.
I really didn't, man. I really didn't. They were some pretty bad fucking jobs. Uh-oh. Now, I don't really agree with the number one. Number one should have been up higher on the list. And like some of them should have been, but we'll talk about that later.
Hey, if I hit that X, will that close that screen up?
Yeah.
Maybe. Okay.
So,
alrighty,
top 10.
I'm getting there.
Sewer cleaner.
I think you got to unpin Lisa's comment before you do that.
Yeah, no, I am. I'm getting there.
Sewer cleaner.
Sewer what?
Cleaner.
Cleaner. What's a cleaner?
Sewer cleaner.
Sewer cleaner. Don't give it away, man. Before we get
they probably got to dive down in there and
a shitty job,
most likely.
All right, here we go. Number ten. Worst job to have. A whale snot collector.
Huh?
A whale snot collector.
Whale snot collector.
How do you collect snot from a whale?
So I guess it like, the marine biologists have to collect whale snot.
Okay.
To see if they're...
What type of fluid it has?
Yeah, see what kind of, diseases they have.
So how do you collect whale snot?
They sneeze.
So they sneeze and they have to catch that shit.
So they put like a bucket over the blowhole when they blow out.
I guess,
a filter over the blowhole.
Yeah.
Something like that, like a big balloon or something.
They probably get it on them too, like when they sneeze.
Can you imagine that?
How much snot you think comes out of one? Oh, man. Gallons? You think gallons?
Yeah.
Quart?
Quart? Gallons. I think it would be gallons, like 55 gallon drums full of fucking blech.
Half gallon, quart, maybe.
Yeah.
A lot.
How would you, how would you catch that, though? Like, how do you know when they're going to sneeze? That's more of a hard job.
Let them smell some pepper.
I don't know. Yeah. Maybe they just got to be like, they got to be like.
Maybe they like tickle the inside of their mouth or something. Or maybe. Take a Q-tip, put it in their ear and clean it. You know, that make you sneeze sometimes.
Take a feather and tickle their nose.
Yeah. Or is it, you do they tickle their ass?
You think that makes them sneeze?
Might make them sneeze and tickle their ass.
Does that make a whale sneeze?
I don't
tickle
know.
Tickle their ass?
I don't know. We need to look up how do you make a whale sneeze.
Tickle their ass? I don't know, man. If anybody knows how to make a whale sneeze, could you please comment?
Do some research.
Do some research and development, please.
Yeah.
Do some hands-on. Number nine.
Number nine.
Number nine.
A forensic entomologist.
Entomologist.
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
So this person right here shows up at crime scenes.
Uh-huh.
And smells like dead bodies.
What? Oh, God.
Yeah. So they have to smell rotting flesh.
Why?
To, I guess, decide how long they've been dead.
You can't smell something that long has been dead. That's that motherfucker stinks. It's rotted. It's been dead for four days.
They analyze smells, footprints, tire tracks, and other evidence left behind by culprits. Some crimes require the specialist to take the lead. Imagine being subject to smell, being subject to smell rotting flesh on a daily basis.
Probably get desensitized to it, but that's still nasty.
Yeah, that's pretty nasty.
Who the fuck would even want to apply for that job?
I don't think you apply. I think you probably just get thrown into that.
I bet it don't pay worth a shit.
I mean, you probably. Get,
I bet it don't pay worth a shit. You probably get sniff right.
34 a year.
Yeah,
you might get promoted to it.
Promoted. Who knows? That could be the top position you actually want.
Could be, man.
A forensic entomologist.
Forensic entomologist.
Mm-hmm. It's a job nobody ever wants is a forensic entomologist. Unless you like smell of rotting flesh, then in that case,
I don't know.
You might be part vulture as well.
Do they test maggots and flies?
Maggots?
I think that's a different type of doctor that does that.
Now, Lisa said, do they test maggots and flies? I don't know. If they're part of the crime scene, I guess maybe they do.
They got to process the larva to see what stage of growth the larva is in right before it turns to a fly, because that time frame takes so many days of processing.
I guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So maggots come from flies laying the eggs.
Yeah.
And
then they
grow.
Then they grow and transfer back into flies.
Yeah, I guess that depends on how long.
And then they live for like 24 hours on average.
Yeah.
So when you kill a big fly, it's been alive for 3 days, and you think, all right, that motherfucker's been around for 100 years. Look how big he is. I mean, he's like 3 days old.
Them big motherfucker.
Yeah, he was chomping on some fucking
steroids.
Chomping on some
cow shit somewhere. He's been on some cow shit somewhere.
Cow getting beefed up.
Human ribeye.
Rick's right.
I am right about the maggots and flies.
Yeah.
Let me watch a little fucking Law and Order.
Lisa does too, man. She's all over the fucking crime shit, dude. We're gonna get her on a damn podcast doing crime. She's all over it. All over it. Yeah. All right.
Number ocho.
Number eight.
The ocho.
Roadkill removal specialist.
They just shovel it up, throw it up in the back.
Not really.
Still got to suck, though.
I watched them over here. I watched them over here to pick up a deer one day that the sheriff come and shot. I was standing out front and heard a shotgun go off. I was like, what the fuck was that? And I looked down, and there's a sheriff down there standing in the ditch.
Well, yeah, because it had been hit. And
it was suffering. Yeah. I get that. I understand that.
Yeah.
But then the guys come by with a truck that had a little fucking hoist thing on the back up, and they lowered the cable down, tied it up.
Yeah, but they got to get that thing off the truck, and then they got to do something with it when they get it off the truck.
They take it to the disposal yard.
Yeah, but then they got to get it off, and then what do they do with it? They got to
burn it.
Burn it, bury it. What are they going to do
then with it? Then they become an entomologist and smell rotting flesh.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's still got to be a sucky job.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
They got to look at guts. Yeah. If they've been there a while, you got to smell
the
that
smell.
Shit.
It's been when it's been 100 degrees, been laying there for like 3 or 4 days, and it's all bloated up to the point to where you touch it, it blows up and gets shit all over you. Yeah,
that's nasty.
That's nasty.
Yeah.
Been baking on the concrete.
Yeah, nah.
To the point where it's already starting to turn black and shit.
Yeah, like nah.
It's stuck to the road.
I'll pass. I'll pass on roadkill removal specialist. Yeah, I'll pass on that.
Right, number seven.
Number seven.
Sewage worker.
Yeah. Suit up, jump down there.
Yeah.
Shitty job ever.
Yeah.
And you already know India.
India technicians are the cream of the crop. Sewage cleaning is one of India's dirtiest jobs, most dangerous. Some reports show that 1,000 people have lost their lives cleaning the sewers in India. Unfortunately, the pay isn't that good either.
Sounds like to Indian me they sewers. Need some poop knives over there.
I already know Indian sewers.
I think they need poop knives. Chop that shit up.
They need poop spears.
Poop spears.
Poop armies.
They need a the arrow shooting, the crossbow, a poop crossbow.
Poop gun.
Yeah, poop gun. blow the poop bridge.
So are they unclogging shit?
I mean, I don't know what they're doing, man. Just sewage in general has just got to be nasty.
The waste.
Yeah, I mean, that's just everybody's shit all blended together.
Ugh.
More than just shit.
Shit, piss.
You got fucking paydays down there.
Anything you can think of.
Everything. Everything that goes in the toilet.
Goldfish.
Yeah.
Alligators. They got alligators in the sewer. I wonder how many people over have been eaten by alligators.
It's always a statistic.
Yeah.
That, rats.
Yeah.
Some of the rats down there are probably...
Fucking Johnny. You ever heard a joke about little Johnny?
Yeah, no. Tommy, we're getting to that.
Little Johnny's in the classroom, and the teacher says, I'm going to go through the alphabet. And little Johnny back here, A, ooh, ooh, me. And the teacher said, nope. So she goes all the way through the alphabet, and she gets to the letter R, and she's like, there ain't no cuss words with the letter R. All right, little Johnny, what you got? Little Johnny says, rat, R-A-T. A rat with a fucking dick this big.
Robbie Brogdon says the worst job is managing an oil change shop. Because you know that's what you do.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
We're getting to that, Tommy. We're getting to that.
Number six. What you got for number six? Over
number six. Number six. Headlights technician.
They like go headlight through the schools.
A headlight technician?
Headlights technician.
What exactly is a technician of headlights?
Treatment and cleaning costs parents time off work, extra money and headache. However, those little creepy crawly bugs don't stand a chance against a headlights patrol. Technicians deluge your child's hair, steam clean your home, and provide preventive advice. This job is a high earner as well. Technicians often charge $300 per head to pick nits and live bugs.
Huh.
But you take the chance on fucking, you know.
Shoot. Tommy said being a maid after Valentine's Day or spring break weekend.
We're getting to that. Yeah.
Mike said a Port-a-John sucker at Bonnaroo.
Yeah, we're getting to that too. Yeah. So, yeah, number six is a headlights technician.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine they get on you, then you get them.
You're right. That's what I'm saying.
You're all around them all the time.
Yeah.
I don't want to be around no damn headlights.
Yeah.
Here's some damn Prell. Go home and wash that shit.
Yeah.
Drown them.
Hold your head underwater for 30 minutes.
If you
still breathe, you're good.
I heard mayonnaise. I saw that on...
mayonnaise works.
I saw that on The Office. They all put mayonnaise on their head. They all got lice.
Put mayonnaise on your head and wrap it in saran wrap.
Saran wrap.
Saran wrap for about 2 or 3 hours.
Yeah.
kill them all.
Smothers the fuck out of them.
Smother them. All right, here we go. Number six. Number seven. Number five. Number five. Number five.
Number five.
A manure inspector.
Manure inspector.
Yeah. Oh, shit inspector.
You got to look at it, make sure that the animals are eating the right things and things, that they're discharging the right amount of discharge based off what they're taking in.
Yeah, here you go. Here you go, Rob. You called it or a fecal analyzer. That's what this guy, that's what this
a
is.
A fecal analyzer.
Yeah. Same thing.
So you just take a sample?
No, it's not. No, it's not. A manure one. He's talking about those damn test kits that they send those colon test kits.
Yeah, oh, my God.
What is up with that? No, Lisa did that.
Did it work?
I don't know.
Did you get paid?
I don't think she's got her results back yet.
You don't get paid for it.
No. I thought that was where you send in samples.
Yeah, you send in samples to see if you've got colon cancer.
You get tested to see if colon cancer is more favorable in your type.
I thought it was a thing where, like, you donate in your poop, and then they
that's something different.
They take you as like
I think you can get paid for that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You get paid.
That's something different.
Incoming.
That's where you can shit in a box every day and send it in. Somebody pays you $50 to shit or something. Like that.
Hold on, man. Hold on. Yeah, we had an incoming. Rick's going out to talk to him.
Incoming.
Yeah, so a manure inspector. I guess they have to just check the manure and make sure it's, good.
The right levels and
and
all that.
Yep. Yeah, manure used to create fertilizer has inspected to on a regular basis to prevent diseases and bacteria from entering the fertilizer. Manure inspectors dig through poop.
Dig through it, get dirty.
Yeah. I'll pass on manure inspector.
Big pass.
Big pass on manure inspector. Yeah. Mike said President Biden's dog groomer. anything that has to do with fucking Joe Biden.
If you're Joe Biden's assistant, that's
yeah, some shit peeled in the summer, so it's extra hot. What'd he say?
Looking for a job, B.
Oh, job.
16 years old, looking for a job.
Oh.
I told him to go to O'Reilly's or somewhere like that. I said, they're always looking for somebody to do stock or counter help. I mean, hell, man, you can pull in a punch a part number in a computer and go pull it off a shelf, can't you? It's pretty simple.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You ain't got to know about them. You just got to punch a part number in.
All right, number four.
Number four.
Porta potty cleaner. There you go, Mike. Porta potty cleaner.
I've seen videos. There's a dude on TikTok that does this.
Oh, man.
He sprays it all down, scrubs it, washes it out.
Oh,
I used to suck the shit out of airplanes.
What?
Yeah. Oh, we'll talk about that later. Yeah. We're going to talk about that later. Yeah. Oh,
God. I thought they just dropped it from the sky.
Nah. It's a flaming ball of poopy.
Yeah.
I think what you got there is just old rock.
flaming ball of poopy.
That's frozen duty from an airplane. That's
a frozen ball of poopy.
I've been eating my french fries off the poopy.
Robbie said a fluffer for gay porn.
Fluffer?
That's pretty bad. We'll explain that later.
We'll explain that later.
A fluffer.
Yeah, we'll explain that later. All right. Yeah, porta potty cleaner.
Dude. That's got to be disgusting.
I mean,
they scrub it down, too.
You gotta clean them.
I mean, have you ever been into a porta potty where it's like,
damn, dude, what the fuck?
At the edge.
Dude, it's days old.
Yeah.
In the heat.
It's just like, oh my God.
And it's one of those where it's the only one around and you really gotta go.
You gotta fucking go.
Like you're fixing to go and your pants go.
Oh, that's
and it's the only one you gotta
remember. I mean,
and you gotta sit in there and eat.
Who's the motherfucker that has to clean that shit? I mean, I'm sure they got this big ass fucking vacuum that.
Yeah, they do have a vacuum.
Sucks it out.
They got a big vacuum. They do. They got a.
Yeah, but still,
it actually connects on to the vent spout, I think, outside it. It's like a straw and sucks it out through that.
Ugh.
And then they spray the inside of it out with a little pressure washer thing.
You ever see the jackass with Steve-O?
Yeah.
Steve-O gets inside
when
of him.
When they push that motherfucker over.
Where they boot the
shooting.
Shoot him up in the air.
Slingshot. Yeah. They strap him in there and he slingshot it up in the air.
All that blue fucking shit in his mouth.
And shit's going everywhere. I don't
think that was real shit. No.
I think it was movie prop shit.
No, they did the real shit.
I think that was movie prop shit.
Steve-O didn't fuck around.
I would not want real movie, real shit in my mouth.
Steve-O didn't fuck around.
Steve-O, you live close by here. You need to clarify that for us if you can hear this podcast.
He did the real shit. He did the real shit.
I want to know if that was real shit or movie prop shit.
No, he did the real shit. Steve-O didn't fuck around.
Smokey, what you doing over
there? Yeah. Nah, man. There'd be some porta potties out there at damn tie-dye festival. Oh, my God. The motherfuckers. Woo. Fucked up.
Pump that shit out of there and clean them up, man. Mm. But,
nah. Hard pass.
Uh-uh. All the little floating things that are in there.
Floating things.
Floating things.
Yeah.
Ain't just toilet paper and turds, man. You got other things.
Yeah.
If y'all drop y'all's phone in there, are y'all grabbing it out?
Hell
no. It depends. How dirty is it?
Like, it's a bad one, dude.
It's to the edge.
I'm calling. I'm
like, to the point to where you drop it in, it's halfway sticking out. You drop it in, it just sticks.
I just fucking don't.
It's like mud.
If half of it's sticking out, I might reach in there and grab it.
Grab the clean half.
Yeah.
Grab the clean half.
Nah. My phone's staying, son.
I might reach
I would never use that phone again.
Somebody else shitting right on top of it.
Oh. Yeah. Nah. Hard pass. It's hard pass. All right, number three. Diaper service work.
Diaper service.
Okay, so this is a new thing.
That's for cloth diapers.
Yeah, so, there's, environmentally
cautious
parents who don't want to use disposable diapers.
It's not only that, there's also babies that have skin irritation issues. Sensitivities
to diapers.
That's true.
So they use cloth diapers and they leave them out on their porch. And, people come around and will get them and launder them.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Do they shake them out first?
I don't know, man.
Shake out the big balls.
I mean, is there a rule that the parents have to
flush them out?
Follow
the
regulations?
Clean the poop off of them first?
Surely you'd have to, flush the bulk of it out.
I don't know, man.
No, I don't know. I feel like they're just throwing that shit up in the wash. Mm. They're just throwing that shit in the water.
Just shit and all.
Still closed. Throwing them.
Some old duty water.
Ugh. Yeah. They aren't taking their time to open that shit up.
Some diarrhea water.
Dump it out. Nobody's taking their time to do that.
Yeah, the parents should do that. It should.
Should, but they ain't doing that.
Shake out the fucking.
That's
poop
that dude's job.
That's that dude's job.
That's what they're thinking. I mean,
said,
I'm not doing
that's
that.
That's that dude's job. You want the job as a diaper service guy, there you go.
If you don't like it, go somewhere else.
We're froze.
Uh-oh, what happened?
Damn.
We froze.
Oh,
what happened?
No. They can still hear us. We're just froze up.
Hey, we're froze up, y'all.
Yeah, we're froze.
So no more slides?
Wiggity-wack. rotten flesh would be what I would think. I don't
Well, this is part of it, Rick. This is worse because not only do you got to smell it, you got to actually clean it.
Yeah, but you get to wear a hazmat suit and mask. Still don't get to, like, smell it.
No, you're still smelling it.
Oh, no, you're not smelling it.
There's no way you're not smelling
Maybe
it.
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
Because when you die, you shit yourself. You do all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's got to be
They don't clean that. That body's already gone. What crime scene cleanup is, the body's already gone. You go in and clean up the aftermath.
I don't know, dude.
Yeah, that's what crime scene cleanup is.
I feel like they got to clean the body up.
No. The body's already gone. Body's already gone. Crime scene cleanup. If something like, say, somebody walked in here and tried to rob the place and we fucking shot them dead and there's blood all over the goddamn place and brains laying on the fucking floor. That body's gone. The coroner's done took them off. Then the crime scene cleanup people come in here and they finish doing everything, make sure process everything out that needs to be processed.
It's got to be a traumatic job.
Do the cleaning.
It's got to be a traumatic job because you know you see suicide. You see all sorts of stuff.
Oh, you see all kinds of shit. I mean, you think about cops see the same thing every day. They're the first responders, man. They're the ones right there on top of it when it first happens.
I don't know, but crime scene cleaner, you know for a fact you're going to see
fucked up shit. You got some fucked up shit coming. Like you might go into a house that they found a body in that's been laying there rotten for weeks, and then you got to go in, there's maggots climbing around everywhere, yeah. And shit and flies, and the smell that's in the air.
Yeah, that's a terrible job.
The body ain't there, but all the nastiness is still there.
Yeah. The body still be there.
No, they already take the body out when those people come in.
Yeah. Ugh. I'm sure crime scene cleaner, yeah, they got to come clean all that shit up.
Clean up blood, urine, tear gas.
Yeah, that's terrible. Mike said P. Diddy's publicist.
Yeah. What you got?
Connie said, I use the diaper service. Again, don't smell.
They use chemicals.
Yeah.
What's our number one? Number one.
Numero uno. A motel maid.
Is that really the worst job ever?
That was the number one.
Yeah.
That was the number one.
No.
I mean, you get tips.
No, not really. You do, but
I mean,
it
doesn't pay very well. I mean, I worked at a hotel, and it is a shit job. It is a shit job. But I don't see how it could be worse than a porta potty cleaner or a manure.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
You're grabbing the sheets that who knows kids. Who fucked on last night and what bodily fluids they left behind when they did it.
Yeah.
And then you got to go scrub the same shower that they washed all that shit off on.
And not just them, but the hundreds of people before them.
Yeah, well, that was just on a bit. Because here's something you think about. Most people wash their sheets on a regular basis. However, they don't wash their comforters on a regular basis.
Oh, no. Now, Lisa, she uses a duvet, man.
Yeah.
She changes that shit regularly.
We've got a little zip-up set, man. Yeah. It's all like one piece, a bottom and a top, and that's it. But think about these hotels that are buying these expensive-ass comfort zones, but you know them some bitches don't get washed every single time somebody checks out.
I know Opryland Hotel did change every time.
They changed the sheets.
No, they changed the comforter.
They changed the comforter,
yep,
too?
Yep. They did.
Okay.
So how many washers they got in that? And washers and dryers?
They had a whole laundry, dude.
Yeah.
They had a whole laundry.
They got a whole big-ass building somewhere, with nothing but a laundry department.
Damn.
Because it ain't just, it's every room, the towels, the sheets, the comforter, the fucking, the napkins from the hotel, from the restaurants, the damn wash rags in the back, everything.
Everything. Yeah, they had their own damn laundry. Yeah.
Yeah.
I still think crime scene cleanup would be worse than being a hotel maid, though.
For sure. Well, that's what I was saying about the...
Definitely a shit remover.
That's what I was saying
about the... Sewer cleaner.
That's what I was saying about the number one, man.
Yeah.
These people they put on whatever, a wetsuit, right?
Yeah.
And they have to go swimming in this shit.
They put on waders. The gas
mask. You don't think they got to go swimming and put their head underneath and unclog shit and... You don't think they really?
I ain't putting my fucking head under nothing.
That's what they've got to do.
No,
I guarantee you that. How do you think somebody's died from it?
Because they get encapsulated in shit.
And they drown in shit.
Drown in shit.
The shittiest death.
The shittiest death ever. Shit happens. Shit does happen.
Yeah. No, it does.
Sewer cleaner.
So I had something written down about shit being the most common word used and the different ways it could be used. I left it out in the car.
We'll talk about it next time.
Yeah.
Probably the F word, too.
So let me tell you, I know we don't have time for us to talk about every job we've had and all that bullshit. So I just want to talk about one job that I had. And Rick, you can talk about one job you had, interesting job. So one job that I had that was interesting was I was a milkman. A literal milkman that delivered milk to houses.
Was there a milk truck?
It was a milk truck. It was
did you milk teats?
No, I never did milk any cat teats. But I did drive a cow spotted truck.
A cow spotted truck.
Cow spotted truck.
You worked for Purity, didn't
you? I did work for Purity. And I delivered milk to houses.
Yeah.
In the middle of the night.
So this was like, obviously they had grocery stores, but this was the more.
Yeah. Okay, so this milk that we delivered to houses came straight off of the line.
Fresh milk.
It was the freshest milk you could get.
Yep.
Right?
Never went in jugs. Glass bottles?
No, it was still in jugs.
Okay.
But it was like fresh off the line. They pulled it straight off the line and put it straight on the truck. I mean, it was straight onto the fucking truck, right? So we would have to get to work at like 11 o'clock p.m. to midnight, right? And go out. And I got a couple of stories. Let me tell a couple of stories about delivering milk in the middle of the night. Okay. So.
The milkman.
Yeah, milkman stories. Okay, so. We'd have to get there, and all the milk would be loaded on an 18-wheeler, and they'd bring it over to our section of the dairy. So we would have to, it would all be sectioned off into, you know, our truck, because we would order the milk the day before for our route. So we would have to get it, put it on our truck, right? So we would get started about 1 o'clock. We'd get our trucks loaded, and so we would start our routes. Okay, so let me tell you this one story. Okay, so one of my routes was in Hendersonville. It's very first stop. Right, so I'm get off my truck, and I got a gallon of milk in one hand and a gallon of orange juice in the other hand. Right, and I take off up this fucking sidewalk. You know, when you first get started, man, you're gung-ho, baby. You're running. And on the sidewalk, there was a little step on the sidewalk. So
I tripped.
Right? And it was about 7 feet. This step was about 7 foot from the first step of the porch.
Yeah.
Right? So I had the 1 gallon in one hand and 1 gallon in the other hand. So I went to catch myself from falling. Didn't drop the milk, right? So both of those gallons hit the fucking ground right in front of that step. And busted, and it was like
all over
it was like a tidal wave, all up, it went all over me, right? Like both gallons of both orange juice and milk all over me. Right?
Damn.
So I went back to the truck, got another gallon of orange juice, another gallon of milk, put it on the porch. Right, got back in the truck, dripping with orange juice and milk. This is summertime, right? So I got my whole day ahead of me. With dripping with orange juice and milk. And I'm like, shit, man. This is like 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, what the fuck am I going to do, man? What am I going to do? So I finished the route in the neighborhood, and I'm coming out of the neighborhood. And there's a median coming out of the neighborhood, at the entrance of the neighborhood. There's a sprinkler. Going off.
Rinse off.
Oh, yeah.
I'm already wet. Might as well rinse off.
Lucky.
There's a sprinkler.
Got lucky.
In the median. Going off. So I pull over right next to the fucking sprinkler, right? Get out. Wash myself off. Take my shirt. Wash it off real good. wash myself off, get all the milk and stuff out of my hair, off my face, because I was just, I mean, it was just all in my hair and everything. Wash myself off, take my shirt while I'm going to the next few stops, hold it out the damn window, let it dry and hold it out the window and shit. But yeah, I had to wash myself.
Tidal wave.
In the damn sprinkler.
At least you got
in the middle of the night.
At least you got lucky they weren't using recycled sewer water for your sprinkler system.
Yeah, yeah. So that's one story. Okay, so let me tell you, this is pretty nasty right here. So I'm going to tell you this story too. Right, one other story. Okay, so you know you're out there on those back roads, right? And, you know, this is like you're out there for 4, 5, 6 hours on the back roads. You got to take shit. So what are you going to do?
Find some corn stalks and run off in the middle of them.
No. So here's what milkman used to do, right?
Knock on the neighbor's door.
Shit in an empty milk jug?
Empty milk crate. In an empty milk crate.
Put a bag in the milk crate.
Boom. We used to carry fucking trash bags.
Get resourceful.
Trash bags and baby wipes with us.
Yeah.
Right? So we would take... So the milk trucks that we had, when we first got, you know, for a while they were the old milk trucks who had steps that went down. They were like box trucks,
kind of like the UPS trucks.
Yeah, kind of like the UPS trucks. So they had steps that went down, so you could put the milk jug on the top step, milk crate on the top step.
You got your little seat right there.
Sit down on the crate, right?
Yeah.
And drop a deuce right there in the crate. Right there on the side of the road, baby. Yeah, did that several times. Yeah. Had to, man.
You got to do what you got to do.
You got to go.
You got to.
Hey, I heard that.
Shit right on the side of the road, right in the fucking milk truck.
There's that tree laid over in the neighbor's yard. Yeah, just sit on that, hang my ass off the back of it.
Yeah.
I heard that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-oh, I'm down to 5%.
Yeah, I had some other shit, man, but you know, those are the things that stick out in my mind. Being a milkman.
Milkman.
I had to be. Yeah.
I was talking about pumping shit off airplanes. I worked for American Eagle Airlines.
Okay.
And some of the planes that they had, the restrooms on them had like a fucking septic tank container kind of on it or whatever, or a porta potty. And when the plane would come in, you'd have to hook the vacuum up to it and clean it out. And you never smelt anything. You never saw anything. But the fucking thought of it about made me throw up just thinking that I had to go over and do it.
Was it like a big-ass vacuum?
Yeah, it's a big hose, probably about 6 inches around.
You gag?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, mouth start watering, dude. I'm just like, dude, I'm standing there
because you're hearing all the...
It ain't even that. It's not even that. It's I know what the fuck it is that I'm sucking. I'm sucking up somebody else's shit, and that's fucking gross.
Not somebody else's. Yeah. A bunch of other somebody else's.
Yeah, how long did that job last?
That job didn't last me very long.
Yeah.
No, that job didn't last me very long.
Yeah.
Didn't pay very well either. $12 an hour or something like that. Of course, back then it was decent money.
Yeah. God, yeah. Sucking somebody's shit, dude. I couldn't do that.
Nah, I ain't trying to get that going.
No can do.
Didn't like it one bit. The rest of the job was all right. A lot of work on the runway. A lot of those planes didn't dock up to the building, to the terminal.
Yeah.
So everything was... out there on the landing strip.
Telling people to keep it
luggage running. And all that bullshit. And you had to memorize all the codes for the cities. You know, Nashville being BNA, Tampa's TPA.
Yeah.
Different
shit
like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Lisa said, y'all talking shits in a milk truck. Ugh. Yeah. I would tell you something else about that job, man.
That's what you call talking man crap.
I fucking sprained my ankle so many times on that job. Fucking walking through front yards. I fucking tore a muscle in my leg one time, slipping on some ice. And I mean, I got injured on that job a lot, man.
A bit.
Yeah.
Mailman's another bad job.
Yeah.
Mailman sucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I bet that does suck.
Dog chasing you.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I encountered, being a milkman, I encountered some dogs on that job, too, yeah.
I got a friend of mine who just got attacked by a dog. They had to put the dog down, mailman. He said he was sitting there petting the dog was fine. He turned around to get back in his truck and fucking grabbed a hold of his damn leg. He said, I kicked him off and tried jumping in. He said he grabbed a hold of my leg again, And he wouldn't let go, and he said, he's kicking the damn dog in the head, and he said, fine, damn canine teeth. I mean, just ripped the back. You've seen the pictures.
Yeah, that was...
Yeah, that's a, that's
another thing Milkman used to carry as treats, dog treats.
Yeah, to make them, make them your friend.
Yeah, get them off you. Get them off you.
Here's some peanut butter, the tranquilizer in it. Shut the hell up.
Yeah, you had to, you had to, you had to keep them at bay.
Yeah,
yeah.
Usually, if you give a dog a treat, you win them over pretty quick.
Yeah,
your friends.
Yeah, pretty quick. They're like, wait a minute, I just barked at this guy, but he gave me that. Oh, that was awesome.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
I wonder what it'll give me if I bite his ass.
Right, 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 right.
Connie brings up something that having to do with jobs, something I want to bring up. She says, what about the women's championship getting more viewers than the men's championship?
No, more viewers than any other college game ever.
Ever, yeah.
Broke the whole record. Yeah,
everybody wanted to see old girl.
Yeah.
And you're not going to call Caitlin Clark the GOAT? Come on.
Yeah. I hope she takes that deal with the big three.
I don't think she will, because I think she'll get exposed.
She's going to get a bigger exposed.
She's not as good as the men.
I mean,
you can, it's not even about that. It's more about they're faster, they're bigger.
I mean, the big three is different though, because it's going to be, it's a lot of shooting, you know, and she would be able to showcase that shooting, man, the big three.
You can shoot over a 5'10" girl, but you can't shoot over a 6'10" forward. You know.
Yeah. Maybe you can if you're, if you're.
3-point line's probably a little bit further than the women's,
it
too.
Might, it might be.
I don't know what it is in the big three.
I don't think she'll take that deal. I think she'll get more money in the WNBA.
Because think about this. If she takes that deal and then she's not as good, then what's the talk? Yeah. She wants to, she wants to maintain her legacy.
And then she flattens herself out for the WNBA.
You want to maintain your legacy.
Yeah, I mean, she would make that much in the WNBA, even though the salary's not.
$80,000 salary.
Even though the salary's not as much, the endorsements would be.
Yeah.
She'd do commercials.
She's already on State Farm.
Yeah, she'd get, you know, the shoe deals and the, you know, the merch deals and, you know, all that shit.
Yeah.
She already, you see her shoe that she came out with?
No.
The CC22s?
Is it fine?
He said,
man. It's all right.
It's all right.
All one right, good colorway in there.
Let's head to the Hacienda.
Man, you always rushing, man.
It's time to rush.
You always rushing,
man. I got to eat my dinner. Dinner time.
Simmer down, man. I got something else I want to talk about.
Oh, you got something else? What you got?
Yeah.
I know you got something
else. Stop rushing me, man.
I thought you were done over. Uh-oh, what's that?
Yeah. All right, so I want to talk about, look, if you're watching this, I want you guys to go over and follow the AFC Smack, AFC South Smack podcast, okay, because this is coming. We're going to be doing this during football season. Me and Zach and Joe and other AFC South fans during football season. It's going to be a Smack Talk podcast. We're going to be talking all football, but it's going to be mostly centered around the AFC South. So go over and follow the AFC South Smack podcast. I have been talking to Texans fans and Colts fans and Jags fans who are stoked about it, man. They can't wait. We're going to get them on here via video or here in the shop. So, yeah, go over and follow AFC South Smack podcast. Please do that to help me out. That's all, man.
That's all. The only reason I did it because my phone just died.
Don't rush me.
My phone died.
Don't rush me, man.
I knew I was down to 5%.
Don't rush me, man.
Rushing.
Don't rush me.
Are you rushing?
Don't rush me, man.
Don't rush me, man. Don't rush me.
All right.
All right.
Follow us on Facebook, subscribe to us on YouTube, listen to us on Spotify or anywhere you can find a podcast.
Follow, follow, follow. Like.
Peace out, sucker.
Share the love.
Peace out.